USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman who's accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were teenagers wants the FBI to look into her allegation before a hearing is held on it by the Senate Judiciary Panel. Senator Doug Jones, among the Democrats, accusing Republicans of rushing the process, especially in the wake of the new allegations.
If we're just going to be her statement without being tested ahead of time or looking at the facts and Judge Kavanaugh's, that hearing could devolve into just nothing but theatrics.
Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley said it's the hearing they've scheduled for Monday on the new allegation or nothing. Several rivers in North Carolina expected to reach major flood stages today because of Hurricane Florence. President Trump visiting some of the devastated area yesterday. At least 35 people were killed by the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
The Trump administration is ready to resume talks with North Korea. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo inviting North Korea's foreign minister to meet with him in New York next week to discuss ending the North's nuclear weapons program by January of 2021. A man who was to appear in court for strangling his wife pulls a gun and starts shooting in a Pennsylvania magistrate's office. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say a swift response by law enforcement officials has quickly diffused a shooting at a municipal building in Masontown, Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Steve Dolan says four people were wounded, including one of their officers, before the gunman was fatally shot by police.
We can confirm that the district judge nor any of members of his staff were a target of this gunman.
I'm Wendy King.
A new poll shows Democrat Andrew Gillum leading Republican Ron DeSantis in the race for Florida governor 50% to 44. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The largest wildfire in California history is finally contained. The Forest Service says the Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California reached 100% containment yesterday after charring nearly 460,000 acres in four counties and destroying nearly 300 buildings, killing a firefighter, leaving four others hurt. The fire danger is not over, though. Officials are warning of dangerous fire conditions in parts of the Central Valley today, as well as other counties in Northern California, where a red flag warning is still in effect because of gusty winds. There are reports Amazon is moving to open 3,000 of its no-cashier Amazon Go stores by 2021. Bloomberg News calls it Amazon's most aggressive move yet into brick-and-mortar retail stores since it bought Whole Foods in 2016. The online retail giant opening its first Go store in Seattle less than 2 years ago. The stores use sensors and lightweight automation software so people can shop and check out without having to deal with a clerk or payment kiosk. And the Allman Brothers Band guitarist Dickie Betts is hospitalized in critical condition after a fall at his home in Florida. The Sarasota Herald Tribune says the 74-year-old fell and cracked his head while playing with his dog in his backyard on Monday. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.